Today's digest for June 16th, 2026. 10 stories today spanning the fight over AI export controls, ChatGPT losing ground, a new protocol for AI agents, a one-click Copilot data leak, fresh Cisco and Steeler log security news, Chinese espionage inside research labs, new supply chain transparency rules, and a brain implant that gives a man his voice back. Here's the rundown. First up, a sharp argument that new export controls on Anthropic's Fable 5 model could backfire on American cyber defense. The writer Simon Willison walks through how researchers triggered the restriction. The model refused to review code for security issues, but when asked simply to fix the code, it complied. And that output could be reworked into vulnerability testing scripts. The security expert Kate Moussouris makes the core point that defenders genuinely need an AI that can fix a bug in a file, explain why the fix matters, and write tests proving the patch works. Willison's worry is that non-technical officials, after months of warnings about models that craft cyber attacks, are now poised to ban any model capable of fixing a vulnerability, collapsing the line between offense and defense. The people who lose access first would be exactly the defenders who need it most. Next up, ChatGPT has slipped below 50% of the assistant market for the first time. New numbers from Sensor Tower's State of AI report put OpenAI's chatbot at 46.4% of market share as of May, down from above half in January. Google's Gemini now holds 27.7%, helped by being built into Google's products, while Anthropic's Claude sits at 10.3% and has earned a strong reputation for productivity work and better user retention. Raw scale still favors OpenAI, with 1.1 billion monthly users against Gemini's 662 million and Claude's 245 million. Two forces stand out. People are increasingly willing to switch assistants rather than stay loyal to one, and values appear to matter. OpenAI's February defense contract reportedly drove a measurable wave of uninstalls. The overall app market is maturing too, with growth in downloads and spending slowing in the first half of the year. Moving on to deal making. Salesforce is buying the AI customer service company Finn for $3.6 billion. Finn, which was known as Intercom before its rebrand, runs an AI agent that resolves customer questions across live chat, WhatsApp, text message, phone calls, and Slack. Salesforce plans to fold the technology and team into Agentforce, its platform for building custom AI agents that automate business tasks. Chief Executive Mark Benioff framed it as helping companies of every size accelerate time to value with trusted agents. Finn's co-founder Eugen McCabe said little will change operationally, that he stays as chief executive and his team keeps running research, and he pointed to recent work like the company's Apex model and its operator agent. The deal is expected to close in early 2027, and it's another marker of how aggressively enterprise software is consolidating around customer service automation. Also today, a new open protocol tackles a problem that's about to get loud: how AI agents sign people up for online services. The protocol called Auth.md comes from WorkOS, and it works like this. An application hosts a small text file at a standard location, and that file tells agents how they're allowed to register a user on that site, with no traditional sign-up form required. There are two flows. In one, the agent presents a verified identity from its own provider, with no user involvement. In the other, the agent shows the user a confirmation code, which the user signs in and approves. Either way, the agent ends up with a short-lived, revocable token scoped to that single user, issued through standard token-based sign-in. The protocol is open-source and vendor-neutral, with early adopters including Cloudflare, Firecrawl, Resend, and Monday.com. As agents start acting on our behalf, this is the plumbing that decides what they're allowed to do. Turning to security, researchers disclosed a serious flaw in Microsoft 365 Copilot that could have turned a single click into silent data theft. Dubbed Search Leak and found by the data security firm Varonis, the issue affected Copilot's enterprise search. In the worst case, a victim who clicked a crafted link would see Copilot appear to think for a moment, while behind the scenes their own mailbox, OneDrive, or SharePoint content could be quietly pulled out, including things like access codes and documents. Researchers built it by chaining three individually minor weaknesses into one meaningful attack, a recurring theme in modern AI security, where the danger lives in the seams between features rather than in any single bug. Microsoft gave it a maximum severity rating, tracked as CVE-2026-42824, and fixed it earlier this month, so no user action is required. It's a sharp reminder that AI assistants wired into your email and files are now part of the attack surface. Staying with security, Cisco has disclosed its second actively exploited SD-WAN vulnerability in just 2 weeks. The new flaw, tracked as CVE-2026-2026-2, is a path traversal weakness in the web interface of Cisco's Catalyst SD-WAN Manager. the product formerly known as VManage, and it affects on-premises, cloud, and government FedRAMP deployments. Cisco's security response team confirmed that attackers are exploiting it in the wild. A successful attack requires valid credentials with write access and could let an intruder create or overwrite files on the underlying system and potentially reach root access. Patches landed by June 12th, and the U.S. Cybersecurity Agency, CISA, added the bug to its known exploited catalog on June 15th, giving federal agencies until June 29th to fix it. Like the flaw 2 weeks earlier, it traces back to insufficient validation of user-supplied input, a sign Cisco may have more of these to find. On the breach front, the service Have I Been Pwned has added a fresh batch of Stealer log data covering more than 56 million unique email addresses. The data was compiled from hundreds of millions of records gathered from many sources, the kind of credential harvesting malware that quietly siphons logins from infected machines. Alongside the email addresses, roughly 124 million unique passwords from the set were added to the service's passwords database. The records were loaded on June 15th. Stealer logs are a distinct kind of exposure. Rather than one company being breached, the data comes from individual devices infected with information-stealing malware, which means the leaked credentials can span dozens of unrelated sites for a single victim. The practical takeaway is the familiar one. Use unique passwords and multi-factor authentication on anything that matters, because a single infected laptop can hand over a person's entire login footprint. In a major espionage story, Google's threat intelligence group has exposed a China-linked group that lurked inside North American research networks for more than a year without being caught. Google tracks the group as UNC6508. Investigators say it broke into externally facing web applications, planted custom malware, stole researcher credentials from a widely used web platform, and then quietly moved data out using legitimate administrative tools to stay hidden. The targets read like a national security wish list: artificial intelligence, defense, and Indo-Pacific Command intelligence, uncrewed vehicle systems, offensive cyber programs, and medical research. One intrusion into a medical research organization began back in September 2023 and ran all the way through November 2025. The case is a stark illustration of how patient, state-backed actors treat universities and research labs as soft entry points into sensitive work, and how long a careful intruder can stay invisible. Next, software supply chains are heading for a transparency test. A new report from the European Union's Cybersecurity Agency examines how organizations are preparing for the Cyber Resilience Act, the law that, starting in December 2027, will require makers of digital products to produce and maintain a software bill of materials, essentially an ingredient list of every component in their software. The findings show a gap between intent and reality. Only 39% of organizations generate that inventory during their software builds, which is the cleanest moment to do it, and 62% said achieving high-quality, complete inventories is quite or extremely difficult. The biggest blind spot is third-party commercial software, where many organizations simply can't get an ingredient list from their vendors, which undercuts vulnerability analysis and incident response. Companies are asking for reference tools and shared best practices, with the clock running toward 2027. And finally, a genuinely hopeful one. A man with ALS who lost the ability to speak has become what researchers call the first power user of a speech-brain-computer interface. Casey Harrell, 45, received 4 electrode arrays in his brain at UC Davis. The system reads activity in the speech part of his brain, decodes it into the basic sounds of English, and turns those into words. The performance is remarkable. On the first day, he reached a 50-word vocabulary at 99.6% accuracy, and the system later scaled to a 125,000-word vocabulary at around 97.5%. Over nearly 2 years, he has used it for more than 3,800 hours at home, without researchers present. He now works as an environmental activist, talks with his family, and reads to his daughter. After years of headlines about AI as a threat, here's a reminder of what the same underlying technology can give back: a human voice. That's the digest for June 16th. 10 stories, from export control fights and shifting AI market share to espionage, supply chain rules, and a brain implant restoring a voice. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow.